Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One of the things startups need to do at some point is pitch to investors, but what do investors want? So today I'm very happy to present Scott Kelly from Black Dog Venture Partners, and we're going to talk about just that. Thanks so much for coming, Scott.
Thanks for having me, Mary. I appreciate it.
Sure. So what's one of the biggest mistakes startups make when they start to talk to you?
Well, I think one of the biggest mistakes is in preparation, you know, and there's two parts of preparation. The first part of preparation is make sure you're pitching the right investor. You know, there are various stages of investors from pre-seed and pre-revenue all the way up to growth and scaling VC investors. And the reality is, you know, in very early stages, you're probably not even gonna talk to a venture capital firm. You're probably gonna talk to an angel investor, a high net worth individual, things of that nature. So that's the first preparation mistake people make, is not pitching the right investors at the right stage in their industry. The other piece of preparation mistakes is not having all your documentation ready to go. And I mean, you have to have your pitch deck. You have to have what's called your data room, which has all the information that an investor needs to make a decision. And the reality is, you know, there's two possible outcomes with the first call with investors. One, they say no, and that's not necessarily good news. But what if they say yes, and they want more information, and you're not ready? They're going to move on to someone who is. And so preparation for both of those respects is probably the biggest mistake most entrepreneurs make, you know, trying to raise capital.
So you really need to know who you're pitching to. And that requires a little bit of research, right? You can look up an investor, find out what kinds of companies they're interested in, what stage of investing they're willing to be involved with. Do you want to do a quick definition of the different stages of investing?
Sure. And again, this somewhat varies, but the general, you know, terms that most investors, you know, use are pre-seed. And these are typically companies that may not have a product yet or still a conception stage. You know, seed investors, they may have a product that they can sell, but not selling it yet. And then you can move to various stages, series A, B, C, D, and, you know, and other letters of the alphabet. You know, they're more dictated based on where you are from a revenue standpoint and a growth standpoint. By the time you get to an A or a B series round, you're typically generating probably millions of dollars in revenue and looking really for growth capital. Prior to that, you're looking for capital to build your product, hire your team, or, you know, begin your marketing. And so those are kind of the stages of investors. You know, the types of investors, it starts out with, you know, friends and family, high net worth individuals or angel investors or angel groups. And then you graduate to venture capital firms, you know, as you get to some of those targets in terms of revenue and growth.
So what kinds of companies are you particularly interested in?
Well, our focus over the last several decades has been primarily technology, software, cybersecurity, you know, solutions that are technology based. And we've also been involved in consumer product companies. And obviously, you know, with the advent of AI, that's something that's definitely on our radar and a focus of what we're doing going forward.
Okay, sounds really good. So most startups actually don't end up talking to investors. They just are happy with making money, having their company, having some more money. Maybe it's a single place, single brick and mortar. But that 10 or 20% that really want to scale and grow and sell are going to have to be talking to investors. And how many slides should be in a pitch deck, or what should be on the first couple of slides?
I would keep it somewhere between 12 to 15 slides. And for any of the listeners, if they want, I've got a pitch deck template that you can use to, to fill in all the gaps. But it really comes down to a few key things. And it's one, what's the problem you're solving and why is it a problem worth solving for a lot of people? What's your solution? Why is it better? Is it faster, cheaper? What makes it a better solution than what's out there? You need to talk about how you're going to price the product, what kind of margins you're going to get, and how you're going to reach your customers. And I think some of the most important things are your team slide, especially in an early stage startup. Having a great idea and maybe having even great technology is difficult to scale if you don't have a good team around you. So I think it's critical to have that. Then obviously you want to understand an exit strategy or how the investors are going to get their money back. Putting money in is the easy part for investors. Getting money out is the more challenging part of it. And then obviously the ask. You need to be really clear about how much money you're looking to raise, what you're going to use that money for, your use of proceeds, or and what you're going to do with that. What milestones can you accomplish once you raise that capital? So those are the primary things that you need. And then there's obviously things like competition and intellectual property, which are important too.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, Scott Kelly. And maybe you can send me the link to that template you have and we can share with people.
I absolutely will.
Those are some basic important things to know when you're going to be talking to an investor. So thanks again, Scott. And
My
I'm
pleasure.
Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com. And join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.